evening, everyone, and welcome to a very new episode of Jewels on the Field, inside the world of our athletes. It's Wednesday, the 30th of October, and that means today I've got kind of a pre-Halloween episode. Well, don't be afraid, there won't be any scary things. I've had enough of them in the haunted house on the past weekend, so my show will be the same one, like the ones you're used to. But of course, there will be a lot of announcements and news concerning Halloween and everything that's going on campus on that very special day. So stay tuned to learn about what you can do on Halloween here at Dominican University. But also, and that's of course the main reason why we're here, I have a very special and interesting guest for you today as well. It's Forbes Collins, a business major here at DU in his junior year, and besides that, one of our Dominican men's golf players. It's unfortunate, but since our golf team doesn't have any match days here on campus immediately, we don't see them that often and maybe also do not know that much about this team. That's why I figured it's getting time to invite one of them into the studio of Penguin Radio today. Actually, you might not believe me, but I tried to play golf once at home, and we have to stress the word try in this case. My dad once got coupons for golf lessons and we tried it all together. It was an interesting yet, well, a little embarrassing experience for me. Do you remember when I told you in one of my first shows that I'm simply not good at any sports, which include a ball? Well, if they include a ball and a club, it's even worse. We were able to try the tee off, for example, which was the most embarrassing part for me. I was the one who thought I had shot the ball, looked over the green to see where it was flying, and then realized that it still lay there next to my feet and I hadn't even touched it. Putting, however, was my field of expertise. I don't know why that worked so well. Maybe it's because of my lifelong experience on mini golf courses, or maybe it was because it didn't include such a complicated move like the tee off. Anyway, it was a funny and interesting experience, and trying golf once also helped me realize how somehow artistic this sport is. But still, I better leave golf in the experts' hands. That's also why I'm not exactly the best representative of my home country when it comes to golf. Martin Keimer might be a better example. He's a professional German golf player and took over the first place in the world ranking in 2011. That also meant that he was the second youngest golf player to hold this top ranking ever, because he was only 26 when that happened. When he won the PGA Championship in 2010, he was also just the second German player who achieved this result in a major tournament. The first one was, of course, Bernhard Langer. Well, you might not know him, but for me as a German, whenever we heard some golf news or saw a report on TV, it was about him, because he simply was the first German golf player who was really successful and was able to receive attention in the golf business all over the world. In the meantime, he only plays some senior tournaments and he officially retired, so to speak, from the golf business. Still, he's kind of a jewel on the field, or in this case, on the green for me personally, because he was such a good player when I was a kid, and that was something you realized even if you weren't the biggest golf fan. Besides, golf is a pretty big business in my region at home too. A bigger town just next to my hometown has a very successful golf team with a lot of younger players too, by the way. They're sort of famous for the fact that children or youths are known to beat the older players year by year in the club's championship. The school golf team of my former high school is very good too, even though you can't really compare athletics here with sports club at schools back home in Germany. Moreover, we have a really pretty golf course in my hometown. It's on a small hill and in the middle of nature. It doesn't even look like a course, I think. It's just very natural and unspoiled landscape there. And if you're lucky and the weather's good, you can even see the Alps. Well, I know that because instead of doing sports on that hill, I go there for a walk or for tobogganing in winter and to enjoy the view, of course. I think all of my various golf experiences show that it's really a fortunate situation today to have an actual expert with me in the studio. But before we get to that part of today's show, I've got some public service announcements for you. There are a bunch of events going on before and on Halloween, for example. Maybe you already realized that many dorm doors are decorated with ghosts, spider webs, or skeletons lately, at least where I live in Edgehill Village. If you need a bit more or didn't even start decorating yet, there is your final chance. On Thursday, October 21st, that's tomorrow, the Associated Students of Dominican University, ASDU, are organizing a Pimp a Pumpkin event on Calle Rega Plaza. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. and free for all Dominican students. And even if you think you're not that professional at carving a pumpkin, just go there. I'm sure you'll have a lot of help. Even before that, you can already make sure that your Halloween costume has the desired effect. There will be a Halloween party organized by ELS from 1 to 4 p.m. And I've heard only on Monday that these Halloween parties are legendary. So drop by and enjoy some candy with all the ELS and international students. Just after the pumpkin social, so to speak, there will be Campus Ministry's Trick or Treat for Canned Goods event in downtown San Rafael. So dress up in your favorite Halloween costume and be sure to come to Pinafore at 6 p.m. Teams will be formed in front of the dorm, and each driver and team is given a map and assigned to particular streets where DU students trick or treat in San Rafael to pick up canned goods for the Marin Community Food Bank. But remember that most people also give candy. You can sign up on the sheets outside Calle Rega, in Siena Center, by the poster in Gassman, and in the dorms. But the night of Halloween isn't over after that, of course. There will be another trick-or-treat event to the RA's rooms beginning at 8:30 p.m. So pass by their dorm rooms and check out what they've got for you. After so many appointments for Halloween, you might need a little break, right? We'll take a first little music break right now. And the song I'm gonna play right now brings us back to your topic today. That means back to golf and also to the Midnight Mayhem somehow. Do you remember the Midnight Mayhem performance of the Dominican golf and tennis teams? Well, if you don't, Forbes, my guest today, played Ken in their version of the song Barbie Girl. They also made fun of some golf cliches, I'd say, which you might have too, the colored polo shirts, for example. The song Live in Color by my favorite band One Republic was used in a Ralph Lauren commercial, which features a lot of people who are dressed like that. And that's also the link between this song and golf, for me personally at least. However, if it's true, well, we'll find that out later. So enjoy Life in Color by One Republic.
Darkest grace, the sunburst clouds break. Yeah, we see that fire from the streets of Babylon to the road that we've been on. Now the kaleidoscope claims another. Oh, 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 oh. Well, this is life in color. Today feels like no set us free like the queen to the rook. Your decision was a sure thing, honey. Yeah, a sure thing. No wonder I feel like I'm missing the heavy load. But no matter what daylight brings to us, we all know. Oh, 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 oh. Well, this is life in color. Today feels like no.
Back again in the studio of Penguin Radio. It's Jules on the Field, your sports talk here on radio.dominican.edu. The song you've just listened to has been Life in Color by my favorite band One Republic. You think the link between this song and golf was a little whack? Well, you might be right, but in return for that, we're finally really diving into the topic of today's show. Next to me, there is my guest, Forbes Collins. He's 21 years old, business major at Dominican, and besides that, also a golf player here in our Dominican men's golf team. So, Forbes, how are you today? Welcome in the studio.
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. It's a pleasure. So, well, during the past 2 days, your team has been in Texas at the Classic at Tribute. You already told me that, and your colleagues did really well during the first days, I've heard. So how are the results like, finally?
They did really well. We had a freshman, Drew Nelson, who took second in the tournament, shooting 67-69. And they shot four under as a team the first round, and then they shot, I believe, five over the second round. So one over total, which put them in fifth or sixth place out of 15. So they did a great job.
That's good. That's good. And I've reviewed the other results that were not that good, like this one particular tournament. So that's pretty good as a last tournament, kind of.
Yeah, it was great. It was good. It was good to see them finish on a good note. And they jumped up a couple spots in the rankings, which was good to see.
Where are they now in the ranking, finally?
I believe I heard that they were 114th now.
That's good. That's cool. So, are you satisfied with their performance in this last tournament?
Yeah, they did a really good job. Everybody played really well. No one shot anything really high, so it was good to see and good to hear.
Very good. So, this one tournament was also the last in this year's golf season for you and your team. So, how would you summarize this past season?
It was a good season. It was a little bit of a struggle in the beginning for everybody, but everybody settled down, played their own game, and ended up playing well in Texas, so it was good to see, and hopefully everybody continues it into the spring.
So it was kind of a improvement throughout the season. They got better and better somehow.
Yep, absolutely. So getting better and better is always the goal.
Yeah, sure. So what would you say worked well, and where do you still have to improve next spring when the season starts again?
Just kind of making sure everybody uses their practice rounds, and then making sure everybody practices and prepares the right way before the tournaments, and just making sure you eliminate mistakes and high numbers and just make a lot of pars and try and make birdies. So if everybody, you know, everybody's super capable of doing that, and everybody just has to play their own game, and they'll do a great job.
That's cool. So how did your season kind of proceed during this semester? Because you said you had trainings or practice rounds, and then the season finally started. So how can we imagine that?
Yeah, so we have practice during the week, normal practice, and then the couple days before the tournament, there's practice rounds where you actually go play the tournament course, and you get to see how it is and what it's like, and you get to, that's the practice round, but everything else we play is just practice at our home courses.
So you go there kind of before the actual tournament once, and play the course, and then you get back for the actual tournament.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's good that it's possible.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So could you explain for non-professional golf players like me, for example, how a match day is like for your team? So how does that work? Because I think most people imagine golf to be a sport where you play on your own and not in a team. So this is kind of a special situation.
So typically it works is you get there like a day or two ahead of time, and the tournaments are always Monday and Tuesday. So on Sunday, you play 18-hole practice round, and then you get to bed early because Monday you have to play two rounds in 1 day, so you play 36 holes, and then you get some sleep that day, and you play 18 holes on Tuesday. So it's a 54-hole tournament, which is three rounds, and then you just calculate the scores from there.
And it's kind of added the two.
Yeah, you add the three rounds but the 2 days.
Okay. So how would you say, how long does it take to do one course normally? How can we imagine that?
4.5, 5 hours, maybe a little bit longer for 118 holes. So on Monday, you can imagine being out there for 10, 12 hours a day.
Wow.
In one day, so you get kind of tired.
Yeah. And I think it's also not that good for your concentration when you're out there for so long and maybe the weather isn't that good. Or
yeah, it's tough mentally.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And I also heard you had one tournament this year where you had a lot of wind and storm and so on. It was even canceled.
Yeah, they canceled one round because it was too windy. The golf balls weren't staying on the greens and the wind was moving them when there was on the ground.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. That doesn't work. Yeah. So is it? Was it the situation that you had to repeat it later on, or was it just canceled?
No, they just canceled it. So they just made it 36 holes, which is 2 rounds instead of 54.
A little shorter,
yeah.
Kind of. Okay, I understand. Well, as I've mentioned earlier too, the tournaments of your team are often far away and you cannot really enjoy a home audience like other athletes here, like the soccer players, for example. Because they have their tournaments and their competitions in Conlon Center or on Kennelly Field. So how does it feel for you as one of the team players to not be able to enjoy this feeling?
It's okay. I mean, we have the support of our team and our coaches around us, and sometimes some of the parents get out there if their local tournaments, if they're a couple hours away, which is nice. But we kind of just all hang out together and support each other along with the coaches. So we have fans and also players. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Just join each other.
Yeah, it's good if it works
yeah.
still like that. And is it always the whole of your the whole roster of your team on one of the competitions, or do you kind of make a list of people that are allowed to play the tournament?
Yeah, so it's only it's like 5 or 6 people go, and then you get a couple individuals maybe. It just depends on how far away it is. But typically it's like you have to qualify for the events first and during practice. And then if you qualify, you get to make the tournament. And how it works is your top 5 players play in the tournament. And then out of the top 5, they take the 4 best scores and count those against the other teams.
Ah, okay. So if you're kind of not that, if you have a bad day,
yeah.
that doesn't matter that
no,
much.
No, it doesn't. As long as two people don't have bad
yeah.
days.
Yeah, that would be not that good. That's true. Well, we don't have a golf course here on campus, unfortunately. So how does your practice kind of work? Where do you practice and how does your schedule look like?
It kind of depends on a couple. It depends on your classes during the day and different people have different schedules. But we practice over at Peacock Gap Golf Club over just down by the meadow on the other side of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we practice over at the Meadow Club. By Fairfax, and then we play at Richmond Club, and then we play San Geronimo, which is down in San Anselmo, which is, they're all good golf courses, and we have to practice a lot.
So you kind of change it all a little bit to see different greens and different courses
yeah.
and so on.
So, I mean, the coaches will get us out depending on what golf courses we play or if they're in good shape or if we're allowed to get out there on certain days or not.
So, but it's still kind of a little different compared to other athletic sports here, I'd say, mm-hmm. who have practice every day at 6 p.m., for example.
Right, yeah. So a couple of us have practice on, we do Tuesday, Thursdays, or Monday, Wednesdays, but everybody has it on Fridays. So, and then we all just practice, you know, we have our 8 a.m. times or we have our 10:30 times, depending on our schedule.
Okay, so it's kind of a little more flexible for you, but is it also a disadvantage to not have a kind of concrete schedule that says, well, every morning you have to get up at this and this time and then go to practice?
It's a little difficult, but not too bad because everybody kind of has their classes they get up for anyways. That's why they can't practice in the morning. And if we can go on another day early in the morning, we do another practice day. We do an extra one just to get out there and practice more.
But the people have to be kind of, after that, they really have to, yeah, be into that sport, I think.
You have to be into it. All you have to do is practice with the team, and then you can do whatever you want. But most of us on the team, all of us, practice really hard and try and get out there a lot.
That's good. That's always a fortunate. Well, I've seen that you're the oldest member, depending on your class, your junior, in our Dominican's man golf team. And is that an advantage for you or a disadvantage to kind of be a person maybe that all the others look up to or not?
It's got its advantages and disadvantages. It's myself and Sean Kawaguchi. Sean Kawaguchi's a senior this year, and he's also 21. And it's good because we all have cars and people look up to us. But there's actually no real disadvantages because we all get along so well.
That's good. And there are a lot of freshmen or sophomores in your team too. How did it work to include them in your team and to build that team spirit?
The sophomores, this is my second year at Dominican, so I'm not anything more than the sophomores are, but the freshmen, they really, they meshed in really well. I got Drew Nelson, Daniel Badaracco, and Hassan Ali, who are the new freshmen this year, and they're just, everybody's so happy with everybody, so it's, everybody's doing well.
That's good. And it also, I think it also helps when you have practice together, when you spend a lot of time together, and you simply have that schedule with each other somehow, does it?
Yeah, no, it definitely helps because we all get to practice with each other during the week. Some of us don't practice with others, but then on Fridays we all practice together, so we all kind of bring each other together and go play or practice.
And you have this one day where you know that everybody's going to be there and everybody's out on the green, and maybe that's also an advantage for you to be away from campus.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely nice to get away from campus, especially for practice. But and usually Fridays are qualifying days, so everybody's kind of serious and wants to really play well.
I have to ask this almost every athlete that I invite to my show, because for me it's always very interesting to know that. Is there a lot of competition amongst the team? Because, I mean, your team is one of the smallest rosters in here at the Dominican Athletic teams, all in all. And is it not hard to have to compete with your teammates that are maybe also one of your friends?
Yeah, I think we all have different aspects, like different perspectives on the golf course. Like, we all compete really hard with each other, and then we're all best friends afterwards. So we can all be, not the nicest to each other on the course, but then we're all best friends after we're done, because we realize, we're competing for one thing, but afterwards it's done, let's go hang out and have some fun.
And afterwards the results are added to each other in the tournament, so maybe that's a good way to do that. In the beginning I just talked about some of the prejudice that people might have about golf, the polo shirts or the pastel colors, or in my home, for example, that it's a sport for old men and so on. So what would you tell such people? Or did you experience any of such stereotypes so far?
I've not really experienced too many stereotypes. Some people say golf's not a sport, but everybody says that every once in a while. And it's just how you perceive it and how you want to take it. And a lot of people will say, like myself, I believe golf is a sport. It's one of the harder ones. But
I think it's also a difference when you're doing it at a college level, like you do in the moment.
Yeah.
Then people might feel that it's really serious and that you're really after that.
Right. Yeah, it's a sport you can play for life, and it doesn't matter how good, how bad you are, you can play it whenever you want.
Yeah, that's true. So thanks, Forbes, for all these first stories about your athletic life here at Dominican University. We'll go on with your beginnings in golf after another short music break. And as you all know, I always let my guests choose the song for the show, and Forbes also gave me a list. And the first song that's on it is If Today Was Your Last Day by Nickelback. So Forbes, I think almost everyone knows this song. So what's your sports memory that's connected to this song?
Nothing too much. It's just kind of a song I listen to on my iPod when I'm hitting golf balls or whenever it comes on.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind, and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. If today was your last day. Okay.
today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And what you call those friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forget? If today was your last day, would you make your mark by mending a broken heart? You know it's never too late to shoot for the stars, regardless of who you are. So do whatever it takes, 'cause you can't rewind a moment in this life. Tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. And what you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one?
You're listening to Jules on the Field here on radio.dominican.edu. That was the first song on Forbes list for today's show, If Today Was Your Last Day by Nickelback. So taking a little flashback to your beginnings in golf, Forbes, when did you start doing this sport? Can you even remember?
I was very young when I started. When I first started playing, I was very little. But I first remember playing in Australia. And it was just a lot of fun over there. And then we moved back to the United States, and I played other sports and then picked it back up again my junior year of high school.
So what did you try apart from golf?
Just like every other kid, baseball, soccer, football, basketball, anything that was there, we tried.
Everything else. Yeah. So what made it kind of official that you want to continue playing golf and not all the other sports that may be more kind of the sports every little kid wants to do?
Golf was just more of an individual sport, and I really enjoyed that. So when you like, if you win a golf tournament, you know that you won it. No one else did anything for you. And if you lose, you know, you lose. No one else does anything. So it's kind of, that was one of the things that I really liked about it. It made you really work hard for your own success.
That's true. And it's, now you have kind of still both. It's a team sport still, but it's also individual.
Right, and it's really cool because if you play for your individual and you do really well, then you fulfill your main goal, and then you also fulfill your team's goal.
That's true. So where did you see it for the first time so that you really got fascinated with this sport?
I'd say in Australia. We went to a tournament in the late 90s, my dad and I just thought it was really cool how people would sit around and watching a person hit a golf ball, just a little ball sitting up on a tee, and you'd hit it and go down, you'd try and make it into a 4-inch cup. And I just thought it was really interesting.
That's true. And it's also, I always think that when you zap through the TV channels and you see it somewhere, and that it's really kind of suspenseful and silent when there's something going on. And I think when you're a little kid and watching that, it's really kind of captivating you somehow, maybe.
Yeah, it's cool. You're kind of curious why everybody's so quiet, and then why everybody gets so loud the next moment. And it's interesting. It's really fun.
That's true. So when did you really decide to continue playing golf at the college level?
When I was a junior in high school and I picked it back up again, I thought it'd be really nice to play in college. And I went to junior college for 2 years and then came to Dominican to finish my last couple years up.
So was it kind of hard for you to start it again in your junior year and keep up with all the others that maybe did it for years and years?
It was difficult. I mean, I started my junior year because that's when I stopped playing every other sport. But I played a little bit of golf my freshman and sophomore year. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't too difficult because I was decent enough at it in high school and in general to just keep it going. And it was good. I didn't have trouble keeping up with the other players.
That's good. And maybe it's also simply kind of a difference in levels when you're starting in high school again, and then it's kind of getting better and better, the level, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did it work for you to get a spot here at Dominican? You also said that you came here later, not as a freshman. Mm-hmm. So I imagine it to be even more difficult, maybe.
It was just my second year junior college, I just sent a bunch of emails out, and I got a hold of Coach Nelson, and we talked, and we liked it, and here I am.
That's really cool.
It was cool.
So is it hard to get into that golf team here at Dominican? Do you know that? Because it's such a small roster, as I said earlier.
You have to be a good player, a good student, and you have to get along with everybody, and you can make the team.
Did you meet them first before you were here for the first time?
I met some of the players. I met Coach Chad and Coach Nelson, Coach Gary, and I met Joey Saad. He was also on his recruit visit, and I met Sean Calgucci and Kevin Santos when I was here, so a couple of the players.
And are they still here, or did they already leave?
Yeah, Joey's a sophomore, Sean's a senior, and Kevin graduated last year.
Okay, so it's kind of a mixed team right now.
Yeah.
Out of younger and older ones.
Yep.
Kind of veterans and new freshmen.
Absolutely.
I'd say your roster is fairly mixed between ages and classes here at university and so on. So how would you summarize what your team's like right now with all those different characteristics?
Everybody's just really fun, likes to have a good time, really competitive, and we all help each other out when we need it, whether it's academically, socially, or in golf. We're all there for each other.
You're a business major in this team. What do the others do? Is there kind of one major field?
Yeah, I think everybody's business.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that's not business.
Did you plan on doing that?
No. Just everybody, business is golf and business go together really well. So I think that's all what we're thinking.
The schedule too?
Yep, schedule okay. Works.
That's perfect. That's always very, very good to know, because I know that the soccer teams, for example, had practice 6 a.m. every day, and then you have to go to class immediately afterwards. So it's kind of better when it's not that hard, maybe.
Yeah.
That's maybe not the worst thing to do. So even though you have 1.5 years of college left, how would you describe your first years of golf at the university here?
It's great. It's a lot of fun. We had to do some cool traveling. We went to Colorado and Arizona last year. And then we did. We had our best finish in our PacWest conference at 4th in Arizona, which was really nice. It was a lot of fun. And it's just a great golf team, some good people and cool coaches.
That's a good mixture. When was this trip to Arizona last semester?
It was in April, I believe. April or end of May.
This year, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you already know which kind of different tournaments will there be in the next semester, or if there's any huge trip again for your team?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where they're going, but there's always PacWest Championship. So that is locally. I think that's in the city this year, locally.
Okay, so in this upcoming spring semester.
Yeah.
That's cool to know. So guys, please take that note and be there, because we don't see you that often, so we have to use every opportunity that it is there. Well, what's your, so far, if there is any, the best experience with your team? What do you like to remember of your golf experiences?
The two best experiences were probably going to Colorado for the two tournaments and then Arizona. They're just really fun to travel with the team on the airplanes and hotel rooms. And we always kind of goof around and hang out with each other.
That sounds great. It's kind of a class trip atmosphere.
Exactly.
And maybe it's even better because you're such a small roster, so you can really hang out together as a group, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We all go to dinner tonight together and just have a good time, joke around.
That sounds good. On the other hand side, are there still some things that you would like to experience in your remaining years here at Dominican?
Yeah, it'd be really cool to win a tournament individually and as a team, and win PacWest and get our name out there as a school, as a competitive school.
So you can still improve,
yeah,
like you said.
Absolutely, you can always improve.
I told our listeners earlier about my own embarrassing golf experiences earlier. So what features do you think do you need to have when you want to be a golf player, or even be a golf player at a university?
You have to have a lot of patience. And you just have to be willing to spend a lot of hours out there practicing, focusing, and just working really hard like any other sport. Just got to put the time and effort in.
So when did most of you and your team start with golf? Is it also a sport that you begin to do earlier in your age, or is it something that you get to do later?
It's a mix between. It's something you can start early, like most people do. You can start later, like I kind of had a mix between them. And it's just as long as you like the sport, then you can keep going no matter what age you start at.
Because I always think it's so complicated somehow, but obviously you can learn it later, so maybe I should start again.
No.
No, please not. Well, on the other hand side, you might be quite used to being a college athlete and a business major all in once as a junior, but what's kind of your strategy to keep up with both schedules?
Go to class on time, get your homework done, study for tests, and then go to practice and get ready for tournaments.
Is it kind of simply a time managing thing?
Yeah, definitely time managing. So if you manage your time correctly, then you've got plenty of time for everything.
That's correct. That's true. And I think that's simply the thing that most people might not kind of think about when saying, well, that person is a college athlete or anything like that. You really have to do both things with the same effort and so on.
Right, right.
And especially when you're all business major, like in your case, I think so. So what are your career goals for the future? Are they more concentrated on the academic side or more on the sports side?
A little bit of both. Definitely get your degree and then kind of get in the real world and find something to do. I want to do something with golf and the business side of golf, which would be a lot of fun because I know a lot about it, and go from there.
Yeah, it's always good experts knowledge, mm-hmm, in the field where you want to work later.
Right.
That sounds interesting. That's true. So Forbes, thank you for sharing your athlete stories with us today. I think we all know a little more about our Dominican men's golf team now than we did before, and that's the reason why I'm doing this show. Even though your season is over now, there's still a lot of athletic events going on during this week. We'll get to them in just some minutes. And before that, we'll take another music break and I'll play Forbes' second song for today. It's Carry On by Fun. Well, I think every one of us can imagine what this song title means. So what does it mean to you, Forbes?
I would just carry on, have a good time.
I woke up to the sound of silence. The cars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on. Some friends at the edge of the night at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents
That was Forbes' next song, Carry On by Fun. And you're back here at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu with Jules on the Field inside the world of our athletes. And before we get to this week's news section in Jules on the Field, I have some more public service announcements for you. Remember when I told you about the Pimp a Pumpkin event on Halloween from 4 to 6? Well, if your dorm's already decorated and you carved a pumpkin already before that event, then you should totally bring it to the library on Halloween, October 31st, so tomorrow. There will be the 6th annual library pumpkin carving contest, and the carved pumpkins should be brought to the library by 11:30 a.m. for judging. You can drop off your pumpkin anytime before the judging, and the judging itself will take place at noon on Thursday, and the prizes will be given out immediately after the judging. There is already one pumpkin I saw today, and it's really, really good. So bring your work there. There will be Amazon gift certificates, including $20 for the first, $15 for the second, and $10 for the third place. And no matter if you took part or not, come by and view the winners after judging. By the way, all participants will be given a bag of candy too. But don't worry, even when Halloween's over, there will be a lot of events on campus in November too. For example, there is our 89th annual Shield Day on Wednesday, November 6th at 5 p.m. in Angelica Hall. I think all of you got invitations during the last 2 days. The new freshman class shield will be unveiled at the event, and this shield will be something that our freshman class will have with them for the rest of their lives. So celebrate and remember the long-standing tradition of Shield Day with the freshmen here at Dominican University on that day, and also join them afterwards for a special dinner and treat in our dining hall after the ceremony. By the way, since this Shield Day is a very special event here on campus, you should dress semi-formal if you want to attend. Talking about dinner, do you actually know how to deal with a professional dinner situation? If not, or if you simply want to improve or get more confident during networking or special dinner events, come to the Professional Etiquette Dinner on Thursday, November 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in Creekside next to the dining hall. Gina Snyder, a highly rated etiquette consultant and trainer, will teach you strategic dining etiquette, and of course, you will also have the chance to enjoy a three-course dinner. The fee for this very special event is $20 for students and alumni. You can pay cash or check to Dominican University in advance to reserve a seat, since space is limited in Creekside. If you have any further questions, just contact Vanessa Ioannidis at 415-485-3235. I'll repeat it for you, 415-485-3235. Apart from all these special events on campus during the next weeks, there's also a lot going on in athletics here at Dominican University. We already talked about our Dominican golf team's last tournament just before today, so sadly their season is already over. Forbes, are there any events or tournaments or even practices apart from your season in which you take part during the upcoming weeks, or was it really the last event in this semester?
It was the last event for the semester, but we still practice and just work on our games the rest of the semester through and then into the spring.
So we only have the chance to see you practicing.
Yeah.
Good. So, guys, you have to wait until next semester to see our golf team win again, I hope. However, we still have a lot of athletic events going on apart from golf during the upcoming week here on campus and beyond. Firstly, our Dominican women's volleyball team is currently on a road trip to Hawaii, like the soccer players were already, to play all the Hawaiian teams in their league during the next days. They start off just tomorrow on October the 31st with their game against Brigham Young University of Hawaii in Lae at 7:30 p.m. Just one day later, on Friday, November 1st, they are matched against Chaminade University in Honolulu at 7 p.m. On Saturday, their road trip ends already with their game in Kanoehe against Hawaii Pacific University at 6 p.m. You see, they have a full schedule during the next days, and there are going to be a lot of news after this road trip. And that's also why I'm planning to have the volleyball team's captain Jessica Jones in my next show on Wednesday, November 6th. So make sure you tune in again to yeah, to get to know everything about their trip to Hawaii after that. And with that trip to Hawaii, the volleyball team follows our Dominican Penguins soccer teams who've been to Hawaii just a couple of weeks ago. Now their two last home games here on Kennelly Field are already over. They've been there the past weekend. And during this week, they have their last game day of the season. They're playing Notre Dame de Namur in Belmont on Saturday, November 2nd at 11 a.m. for the women's team and 2 p.m. for the men's team. So to sum it up, there really are a lot of away games during this week. So make sure you stay up to date via their homepage, DominicanAthletics.com, or wait until the results are posted on the various Facebook pages of our Dominican teams. However, there are some events in the vicinity too. Our men's and women's cross-country teams are, for example, taking part in the PacWest Championships in Novato on Saturday, November 2nd. And in fact, Dominican University is also set to be the actual host of these championships this year at Stafford Lake near Novato. The women's race will be at 9 a.m. and the men's race will follow at 10 a.m. It will also be the end of their season this semester, and therefore your opportunity to cheer our cross-country teams for the last time this semester. And I'm sure they will be even better in front of a home audience. Our men's basketball team has an exhibition game scheduled at Fresno State on Saturday too at 7 p.m. I personally can't wait to attend the first home games in Conlin Center, and I'm so excited that the basketball season is finally just about to start. After so many news and appointments for this upcoming week, we'll calm down now as we're reaching the end of today's show. And I'm extremely happy that Forbes chose another song by my favorite band One Republic for this last song. It's one of their latest singles, Counting Stars. So, Forbes, why do you like this song?
Just sounds good.
That's a good reason to listen. Now we do that.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Baby, burn, sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
That was Forbes' last song for today here on Jewels on the Field Inside the World of Our Athletes on radio.dominican.edu. It was Counting Stars by my favorite band, One Republic. When my show's over in just some minutes, the last show on Wednesday evening is over for today. We don't have a special event afterwards. That's sad, but it's a difference compared to all the other weeks before. But there are still a lot more interesting shows here on Penguin Radio. Tomorrow, for example, there are our DJs Jobs and Ty with their show Sports Relative from 4 to 6 p.m. and Tinsel Talk by DJ Elsie, who's talking to you about our beloved celebrities and everything else about pop culture. You can listen to her famous show on Thursday evenings from 7 until 9 p.m. It's going to be huge fun, I promise. Right afterwards, there is our show The Return of the Tailgate by Horenstein and Beale from 9 to 10 p.m. That means it's gonna be a long and interesting evening here on Penguin Radio tomorrow. On Friday, DJ Oz will talk about all news in sports with you in his show Pro Track Central from 10 to 11 a.m. Followed, of course, by our one and only Penguin Press Pass with real students and real news at 12:30 p.m. Last but not least, DJ Noni will help you finding your voice on Friday at 2 p.m. and this show also includes a segment by our DJ Raya. You see, we have a lot of variety in our shows on Penguin Radio, so tune in again and check out our other shows. I'll see you again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. as usual, and most likely Jessica Jones, the captain of our Lady Dominicans volleyball team, will be with me in the studio of Penguin Radio then to talk about Hawaii and everything else about the season of our women's volleyball team. But for now, have a good evening, and I'll see you in just 1 week when there is another episode of Jewels on the Field.
Well, I'd rather be a free man in my grave.